This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Of the millions of people who visit New York City, just 13 could make a big difference. They're representatives of the International Olympic Committee, and they're visiting New York this weekend to evaluate the city's bid to host the 2012 Olympics. New York is the one American city still in the running for that year. NPR's Robert Smith reports on what the visitors are looking for and the messages the city wants to send.
New York City has perfected its emotional pitch for the Olympics. In TV ads like this one, the Olympics theme plays over black and white images of a culturally diverse New York brought together by the power of sport. That may work to get New Yorkers excited about hosting the Games, but appeals to the heart aren't likely to sway the 13 members of the Olympic evaluation team who arrive here this weekend. They're looking at the nitty-gritty details. Can a dense, often gridlocked city like New York handle the logistics of the Summer Games? Mike Moran is a spokesperson for New York City 2012.
They aren't going to spend a lot of time looking at billboards and being impressed by the weather, that kind of thing. That's not the purpose of their visit. It's very technical.
The IOC team will be studying traffic plans, touring venue sites, and making sure that the financing adds up. New York City is engaged in what many observers are calling the toughest race in recent memory for an Olympic Games. New York is up against four other world-class cities, London, Paris, Moscow, and Madrid, for the right to host in 2012. Each bid city is strictly limited in how far it can go in wining and dining the members of the IOC, but New York is spiffing up the city for the official visit. Organizers are planning to have the city festooned with Olympic banners and ads, to have fencing demonstrations on the steps of the public library, and gymnasts performing at Trump Plaza. But what New York City does not have to show the Olympic Committee is a stadium to hold the opening and closing ceremonies. And Dan Doktoroff, the deputy mayor and the force behind the bid, says that could hurt.
We will not have an Olympics in New York if we cannot convince the Olympic movement that we will have an Olympic stadium.
The plan was to have the approval already in place by now for a new football and Olympic stadium on the west side of Manhattan. But fighting over real estate in New York is a sport unto itself. First, neighborhood activists tried to block the stadium. Then the owners of Madison Square Garden, targeting a possible competitor, started to fund a media campaign against the new stadium.
Massive traffic jams. Massive. It's just wrong. Say no to a West Side stadium.
Supporters of the new stadium launched ads of their own, featuring video of Olympic athletes.
They'll have the skill. They'll have the drive. But will they have an Olympic stadium?
The owners of Madison Square Garden responded by offering a competitive bid on the site to build housing instead of a stadium. Meanwhile, the tone of the fight has turned vocal and nasty, just as the IOC delegation is arriving in town. Ed Hula is editor of AroundTheRings.com, a website that tracks the Olympic movement.
It's a challenge, I think, for the New York City bid leaders to be able to tell the IOC that despite the divisiveness that this issue has created, everybody's going to rally around it once the shovel hits the dirt later on this year, as the mayor has promised.
And if neighborhood activists have their way, the IOC members will be reminded of the stadium problems as they tour the city. One group near a proposed gymnastics venue in Brooklyn will hang anti-Olympics banners. John Fisher, who lives in the neighborhood that's next to the proposed stadium, has requested to meet with the IOC members while they're here.
What they're seeing is an orchestrated view of New York. And, I'm sure they see this wherever they go, but they're not seeing the real New York. They're not seeing the impact.
The backers of the New York City Olympic bid say all of this is normal. There's some form of neighborhood opposition, they say, in every Olympic city. Venues often don't get finalized until the last minute. But with cities like London, Paris, Madrid, and Moscow in the race, any stumble by New York City could cost it the Games when the IOC votes in July. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.